So now let us go back to the first verse of this chapter. Urdhva mulam adha shakham ashvattham prahuhu avyayam chandasi yasya pranani yastam veda sa vedavit. This world is now described. This world is a very curious world. Urdhva mulam, its roots are above, contrary to our normal trees, where the roots are below. But this world has a root, but this root is above, not below. Urdhva mulam, adha shakham. Shakha, the branches, are adha, are below. In the ordinary tree, the branches are above and the root is below. But this world is the contrary of it. Urdhva mulam adha shakham. That is because this world is created from high on. This world is not created by itself. This world has an origin which is higher than itself. The Supreme Lord and Supreme Prakriti is at the basis, is the root. The Supreme is the highest. It is from there that the world proceeds downward. It is as it were, if you look from top, you will find the whole world is hanging downward from above. It is the Supreme who holds the whole world. Maya dharyate jagat. The whole world is held by me. He is the one who is the holder. This is compared to an ashwattha tree. Ashwattha means people tree. Urdhva mulam adha shakham ashwattham prahu avyayam. This world is inexhaustible. Chandasi yasya paranani yastam veda sa vedavit. All the leaves of this tree has paranani, all the leaves of these are the chandansi, are the Vedic mantras. And whoever knows this is the knower of the Veda. Whoever knows that this world is hanging downward and whose leaves are all the mantras of the Vedas, he himself becomes the knower of the Veda. In this world, now we come to the second verse, adascha urdvam prasitaha tasya shaka. The branches are all spread out downward and upward. Adascha urdvam prasitaha tasya shaka guna pravriddaha vishaya pravalaha. But all these branches, they are gripped, they are constituted by guna, sattva, rajas and tamas. Guna pravriddaha vishaya pravalaha. All the objects of all these branches, it is full of desire, it is full of sattva, rajas and tamas. Adhascha mulani anusantatani karmanu bandini manushya loke. Adhascha mulani. These branches cast their roots. These branches, of course, they are hanging on the top root, but also, these branches also cast their roots downward. Downward where? Anusantatani karmanubandini manushyaloke. They enter into human beings and they bind human beings. All the human beings are bound by the roots which have been cast by the branches of the cosmos. This is the bandhana. There is a description of bandhana is beautifully given. Where is our bandhana? The whole world is full of pranani, of leaves, which are hanging on the shakhas, on the branches. And these branches cast the roots. They take up every individual, as it were, and binds every individual to the whole world, the entire samsara. This is the description of the bandhana, of the bondage. Where is our bondage? Narupam asya iha, this is the next verse. Narupam asya iha tatha upalabhyate, na antaha cha na adihi, na cha sampratishtha. It has no form, this whole world. Narupam asya iha, it has no form. Na antaha, it has no end. Na adihi, it has no beginning. Na cha sampratishtha, it has no foundation. Ashvattham enam suvirudhamulam. This Ashvattha tree is binding us all by its branches, the roots of which have been cast below. And through those lower roots, we are all bound by the various kinds of sattva, rajas and tamas. Now, this Ashvattha tree, with its roots, has to be cut asunder, chitva, asanga shastrena. There is one weapon by which you can cut yourself from this bondage, and that is non-attachment. Asanga shastrena drudhena, with a firm non-attachment, we have to cut asunder this bondage. And then when you do that,